and the mother is pater. So the Gemara said in the fifth wide line, Chavtes and Aleph, Lifdoso minalan. Right, how do we know you have to be poda? Your son, Dechsev, Kol b'chor b'necha, Tifdeh. So the first pasuk, you have to be poda, your b'chor. V'heichad lo porki avuha mechayiv iulam if, okay? And if his father was not poda him, he has to be poda himself. Right, notice we skipped the stage here of Bez Din, right? Because unlike Bris Milos Din, you know, the Bris with the Chiva Bez Din to worry about everyone, in Pidyon HaBen, actually, there's no Chiva on anyone else to worry about it. That's before Shinalacha. It's a big discussion whether they can if they want to, but no one else has to worry about it. If the father doesn't give you a Pidyon HaBen, you give yourself a Pidyon HaBen. Mechayiv Ilum Ifrike, you have to be proud of yourself. The Siv Pado Tifte, it says Ach Pado Tifte Ace Bechor HaAdam, you have to be proud of the Bechor of a human being b'chor, and l'chor the drasha says pado tifteh double lashon, the father has to be poda, or if not, then the son has to be poda. The ihi minolan lo mifkida. So how do we know that the mother is pater from lo mifkida? Eino mitzuva is not commanded to be poda her son. Tichsev, we have a drasha tipade tifteh. Right, the words tifteh and tipadeh are written the same way in the chumash. Taf pei dalet hey. Tipade means to be redeemed. Tifte means to redeem someone else. So what we have here is we have a drasha from the Kriyuk Siv that we read, Ach Pado Tifte. Eis Bechor Ha'adam. Kol Bechor Banecha Tifte. But, at least the way Rashi reads it here, that it could be read Tipade, so that creates a hekesh. A hekesh between Tipade and Tifte. There's a hekesh between being redeemed and redeeming others. So therefore, what do we say? Kol she mitzuva liftos is atzma. It's atzma mitzuva liftos zachir. Kol she ain't mitzuva liftos atzma. Ain't mitzuva liftos zachir. Whoever has to worry about themselves being redeemed has to redeem others. Whoever doesn't have to worry about themselves being redeemed doesn't have to worry about redeeming others, because there's a heck issue between worrying about yourself being redeemed and redeeming others. So since a mother doesn't have to be poda to herself, therefore, she doesn't have to be poda her son, which just brings the question back. How do we know she doesn't have to be poda herself? She, a woman, how do we know she's not chayiv to be poda herself? A bechora. When she becomes bas mitzvah, how do we know she doesn't have to give herself a pidyon? From the same hekesh between redeeming others and redeeming yourselves, but in the other direction. Kol she'achir mitzuva liftoso, mitzuva liftos atzmo. Kol she'ein achir mitzuva liftoso, ein mitzuva liftos es atzmo. Anyone who, comparison between being poda to someone else and worrying about yourself, anyone who other people have to be poda to them has to be poda to themselves. Anyone who others don't have to be poda to doesn't have to be poda to herself. So a woman, since others, meaning her parents, don't have to be poda to her, she doesn't have to be poda to herself. And then the last line, since she doesn't have to be poda to herself, she doesn't have to be poda to others, her son. So it goes down the generations. Since the grandparents don't have to be poda to the mother, therefore, the mother doesn't have to be poda herself. Since the mother doesn't have to be poda herself, she doesn't have to be poda her son. How do we know the grandparents don't have to be poda the mother? So, Gemara asks, how do we know, Taka, that the grandparents aren't chayiv to be poda the mother? It says you should be poda any bechor of your son. Banecha velo binosecha. Banecha comes to exclude binosecha. So from here we know again that if I have a daughter, a bechora, I am pater from redeeming her, because it says bechor banecha tifteh and not bechor binosecha. Therefore, from the hekesh of tifteh tipadeh, since I don't have to redeem her, she doesn't have to redeem herself when she becomes bas mitzvah. And from the hekesh of tifteh tipadeh again, since she doesn't have to redeem herself when she's bas mitzvah, she doesn't have to redeem her baby. If she has a baby bechor, from here we learn that the mother is pater from redeeming her son, who's a bechor. The mother is pater from pidyon haben. So before we get to the next inyan, Tosus asks one kasha. How do we know in the middle stage? Let's review the stages. A, father's not poda, I'm not poda my daughter because of banecha v'lo v'nosecha. B, she's not poda herself because we learn from tifteh to tipadeh. C, she's not poda her baby boy, because we learned from tipadeh to tifteh. So in stage B, the ihi menol lo mechayvin lefek nafshu just tifta tipadeh, Tosos asks, v'im tomar, teipig le mishim dechsev kol b'chor b'necha tifteh, demashva b'necha lo b'nosecha. Why do we have to learn that a girl doesn't have to be poda herself from a hekesh, Why not just go straight to the source? A girl doesn't have to be poda herself, because it says, kol b'chor b'nechad iftei. You only have to be poda sons and not daughters. So why can't we learn immediately from b'chor b'nechad iftei that she doesn't have to be poda herself? So the answer is, v'yesh lomar, the salkadayt ech b'chor b'nechad avchai v'liftos v'lo nekeva, v'lo nekeva tifta atzma, because we might have had a havamina salkadayta. If it was just the pasuk of b'chor b'necha tifteh, we would say b'chor b'necha v'lo b'nosecha. The father has to be poda the sons and not daughters. But you might still have thought the daughter has to be poda herself. Just because the father doesn't have to be poda the daughter, you might still have thought the daughter has to be poda herself. Therefore, you might have had the havamina the daughter has to be poda herself. Maybe we'll come back to this tosos. Lahachi itzrich laikra. Therefore, we need the other pasuk. So what's Tosos saying? If it was just called b'chor b'necha tifteh, we would have said the father has to be poda only sons. The father doesn't have to be poda the daughter, but the daughter has to be poda herself. Lahachi itzrich laikra. Therefore, how do we know the daughter doesn't have to be poda herself? From the hekesh of tifteh tipodeh, since the father doesn't have to be poda her, she doesn't have to be poda herself. Just an interesting havamina tosos. Seems like a very technical tosos, just explaining the pshat in the lemur of the Gemara. Hopefully we all understand that. You didn't need me to explain it to you. But
doesn't it sometimes mean,
Ah, so that's interesting. We generally seem to assume that when it says banecha, we'll see later, v'shinamtam l'vanecha v'lo l'vnosecha, that when it says banecha, it means specifically the male gender. Because sometimes it does say banecha uvitcha, right? And things that apply to women, like what applies to women, for example, Shmir Shabbos, says Losecha Locha Tov and Chovitecha. So sometimes the Torah, even though Lashon Zachar is sometimes generic, that's true. The Torah says, Lo Sirtzach. It doesn't say Lo Sirtzachi. So that means men and women, they both get murdered. But when it says specifically a son, that usually is not generic. I think Chazal assumed that means specifically a son. If it wanted to say daughter, it would have said Bin Chovitcha, like it says in the Aseret Dibros, regarding Shmir Shabbos, I think. So, it's just interesting that Tosfos says a havmin here. What's the havmin? You might have thought the father's not chayav to be poda the daughter, but the daughter's chayav to be poda herself. Now again, it's unclear. You never know how much you can learn from a havmin. But it's just interesting, this havmin, and maybe there's something to think about. If you could have a havmin, the father's not chayav to be poda the daughter. Why? The father and the daughter don't have the kind of relationship where he has to do pidyon. But she still needs pidyon herself. So it sounds like, what's a more fundamental chiyuv? Chiyuv of the father to be poder, or the chiyuv of the kid to be poder themselves? The kid. It sounds like even where you might have had a havmina, even where the father's putter, you might have had a havmina, the kid is chayiv. Now again, it's only a havmina, but within that havmina, it seems to say that the chiyuv of the kid is more fundamental than the chiyuv of the father, which we'll come back to in just a moment. Now, before we even go on to the Gemara, and we'll come back, we'll see if Tosfos works out the Shittasei, let me ask you a simple question. Now we're all a little bit of Lamdanim, because we've had Shira in the earlier part of the Sugya. So from the Shira in the earlier part of the Sugya, from the Inyanim of Bris Mila, where the father has to give his kid a bris, we've learned that what kind of Chakira do we really have to ask ourselves whenever you have to give someone else something? Excellent. So we have to ask ourselves this chakira. Is it the chiyuv of the father to do pidyon of ben, but b'dieved if the father's an avarian, then it goes to the kid and the kid becomes bar mitzvah? Clearly, once the kid is bar mitzvah, he gets his own chiyuv. But while the kid's a baby, on the 30th day, is it a chiyuv on the father, which maybe later will go on to the kid, but right now it's a chiyuv of the father? Or no? Is it a chiyuv of the son, but since the son's too little to do it, the father takes care of it for him? Same exact chakira we had by Bris Mila. Of course, the answer doesn't have to be the same as we've seen in the Rambam, maybe. But that's a good chakira. So let's think about that chakira. From this Tosos, a little in the Havamina at least. Although again, you can't prove anything from Havaminas because they're only Havamina. Sounds like maybe it's more chiv on the kid, because Tosos would have a Havamina that the kid is chayiv, even when the father's pater. But let's see if we can deduce this from the Gemara. So it seems like the Gemara is going to deal with this straight out, right? Because Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, who liftos who've no liftos? Who called them live no? What if I have to choose to opinion of Ben? I never got opinion of Ben, and my son never got opinion of Ben, right? Somehow I wake up one morning, and I discover that I never had opinion of Ben. Whoever my father gave money to wasn't really a Kohen. I was never Nifta. And my kid never had opinion of Ben. Whoever I gave the money to wasn't really a Kohen. Right? We made a big mistake. I never had opinion of Ben. My kid never had opinion of Ben. I'm carrying five Sela'im. Right? Sela'im is the Torah calls it Shkalim. Right? If the Yav Chamesha Shkalim B'Shekel HaKodesh. We call it Sela'im instead of Shkalim because the Shekel acquired a different meaning in the time of Chazal from the time of the Tanakh. The time of Tanakh, the Shekel meant one thing. In the time of Chazal, they started calling the Shekel, using the word Shekel for a smaller coin. They started using the word Sela for what in the Torah means a Shekel. So it's a little confusing. Whenever the Torah says Shekel, in the days of Chazal, that was called a Sela, not a Shekel. A Shekel took on a new meaning. So we're going to call it five Sela. To use the language of Chazal, five Sela in the days of Chazal was five Shekel in the days of the Tanakh. And I only have five Sela. So who do I redeem first? Who am I Kodem, myself or my son? So who Kodem Livno? Tanakhama says, the Chachamim say, I'm Poda myself before I'm Poda my son. I come first, my son comes second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'no kodmo, shezemitzvah so'olav, shezemitzvah so'olav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, my son comes first. Why? Because my son is a chiv on me, so I have to do it first. I'm a chiv on my father, so I don't have to do it first. So it seems like, what's the machlokas here? Right, if we don't read Rav Yirmiyah, we don't know what they really meant. Seems like, what's the machlokas here? The Chachamim hold that what's the nature of Pidyon HaBen? The Chacham holds the Chiv on the father, and therefore, who should I be pulled the first, me or my son? What? The Chachamim hold, it's a mitzvah on me. Therefore, I have to be pulled to myself before I'm pulled to my son. Because the mitzvah is on the Bechor. So it sounds like the Chachamim holds the mitzvah on the Bechor. Therefore, if there's a father who's a Bechor and his son, he has to do his own mitzvah before he does his son's mitzvah. While Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chiv's on the father of the Bechor. Therefore, let's just give names here, right? Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Reuven. Right? So, Yaakov has himself to redeem and Reuven to redeem. If you say the Chachamim, Yaakov has himself to redeem and Reuven to redeem. So the Chachamim say redeem himself first. Why? Because he's a chiv on him. His Reuven's really a chiv on Reuven. So he should do his own chiv before he does Reuven's chiv. So the Chachamim holds a chiv on the father. However, the Rabbi Yehuda seems to say the Chachamim hold. It's a, okay, this is confusing because here the father is the Bechor. So the Bechor or the Avi HaBechor? Who's the Chiyav really on? Is there a Chiyav on the Bechor, which the father just takes care of for him? Or is the Chiyav on the Avi HaBechor to be pulled to his son? So the Chachamim seem to hold the Chiyav is on the Bechor. Therefore, I be pulled to myself, because on the Bechor, it's my own Chiyav, before I'm pulled to my son. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say no. The Chiyav is on the Avi HaBechor. Therefore, Yaakov has to be pulled to Reuven, because he's the Avi HaBechor. Not hold itself, because that means really on Yitzchak, the Avi HaBechor. So that seems to be the machlokas. But Amar of Yer, yeah.
So the Chachamim say that it's the Chiv on the father, it's the Chiv on the father and on the son, and that since they're both Bechorim, so the father should just do himself work.
Because
the son of Bechor, regardless of who it is.
So the Chachamim say, let's try this again. Yaakov's a Bechor and Reuven's a Bechor. Who's chayiv to be poda Yaakov and who's chayiv to be poda Reuven? Fundamentally, the chiyav for Yaakov is on, if you say that the chiyav is on the Bechor himself, then the chiyav for Yaakov is on Yaakov, the chiyav for Reuven is on. So who should Yaakov be poda? Yaakov. He should do his own chiyav, which is exactly what the Acham say. He comes first. If you hold the chiyav is fundamentally on the father of the Bechor, then the Chiyav of Yaakov is on, and the Chiyav of Reuven is on. So who should Yaakov be poda first? Reuven, because that's the Chiyav that's on him. So he should be poda Reuven first, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. So it seems to be this is the machlokas. Now we'll make this even clearer later, because what does Rabbi Yirmiyah say? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hakol modim kol hecha deleka elochomi shloim hu kodim livno. Rabbi Yirmiyah makes it much simpler. He says, really, the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim don't seem to be saying, aren't saying what they seem to be saying. Aren't saying what they seem to be saying. Really, everyone agrees. If all you have is five Sela'im, five Sela, you should be poda yourself before you're poda your son. Really, they're arguing about something a lot more complicated in the rules of the Eimanos. They both agree in Dine Pedyon Ben, my taima mitzvah de gufe adif. They both agree you should be poda yourself and not your son. Why? Because the mitzvah of yourself is better. So really, there's no machlokas in the normal case. If I only have five sela, I have myself, I have my son, I should be poda myself before I'm poda my son. Because the mitzvah of myself is more important than the mitzvah of someone else, than the mitzvah of my son. So what does this seem to tell us then? What seems to be the answer to the lamdas? Who is the chi of pidyon ben really chalon? The bechor or the avi abechor? The bechor. That's why if I only have five shekel, I'm pulled to myself because my bechor is chal on me. I'm not pulled to my son because that's really chal on him. The mitzvah degufe is adif. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. So it seems to be, you can answer the chakira that the mitzvah is really on the bechor and not on the avi habechor. However, we just have one or two problems. So let's see what the machlokas really is. Then we'll get to our first problem. Ki pligi, when did the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue? Heicha deika chamesh mishubadim v'chamesh bnei chorin. When there are five selah mishubadim and five bnei chorin. What does mishubadim mean? What's mishubadim, what's bnei chorin? And bnei chorin is land that... Ah, okay. There are five selah worth of mishubadim, five selah worth of... Bechorin, Mishubadin, Shibud. A Shibud is a mortgage. It's called a lien in English. L-I-E-N. Shibud means if I owe you money, then all of my property is mortgaged to you. What does a mortgage mean? It means that whoever I owe money to gets to take my property. That's obvious. The Chiddush says even if I sell it to someone else, right? In modern day America, if I borrow from the bank, I take a mortgage on my house. I borrow $100,000 from the bank. And I take a mortgage on my house. I mortgage my house to the bank. And then I sell you my house. And if you're an idiot and you buy it without checking first, then I sell you the house, the bank can come and say, oh, we want to collect $100,000. Jason, give us the house. And you'll say, what do you mean? I don't owe you any money. They'll say, we don't care. The property is meshuvah, it is mortgaged to this house. So what's the case here? There are five selah of mishubadim. Here, let's call the guy Yaakov again. Yaakov has five selah of mishubadim. There's a five selah little piece of land that he sold to someone else, that used to be his that he sold. And then there's five selah bnei chorin, like free property, that's just, it's free, it's owned by the owner without anyone else being involved. There's five selah worth of land that he himself is holding on to. So let's say, I don't know, let's say, one little garden is worth five selah. So there's one garden that he sold to Josh Gopin, and one garden that he himself owns. So what happens? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, now, tell me the rule. If you owe me money, is your property mortgaged to me? If I lend you money, do I get a mortgage on your property? Can I like take that property away from the guy, from Josh Gopin, after he bought it? What's the rule? If I have a milveh, if I'm a malveh, you owe me money. Is there a shibud on your nechasim, on your property? Only if it's a milveh bishtar, right? Chazal said, midoraisa, it's not so clear if there's a difference or not. That's machlokes bishon. But Chazal said, if the milveh bishtar, if I lend you money and you write a shtar that you owe me money, then there's a shibud nechasim. If I lend you money and you write a shtar, then that shtar creates a mortgage on all your property. But if I lend you money milveh bal peh, if I lend you money bal peh, I lend you here's $1,000, you'll pay me back. Bal peh, even if they're edim, but it's not written down, then that does not create a shibud. Then there's no shiva nechasim. Your property is not mortgaged. I can collect from you, but I can't go take your property away from anyone else. That is a machlokes tanoim between, I think, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether Achrayis Tos Sofer or Achrayis Lav Tos Sofer. If the shtar leaves out the idea of a mortgage, do we say that's just a scribal error, but there really is a mortgage? Or do we say, no, if it's left out, then there's no mortgage? That's a machlokas. Now, what's the logic of this distinction? So, Chazal say earlier, I think actually in this Masechet, in Daf Yud Gimel, that the logic of this is common sense. After all, is it fair? Again, Josh Gopin bought my property. So someone comes and say, I have a mortgage on that property, I'm taking it away from Josh. Why should Josh lose the property? Is that fair to take it away from Josh? Is that fair to take? What do we call the people who are now holding the property that I'm going to take it away from? The Lekuchos. What do we call it when I take it away from the Lekuchos? I am, what's the halachic phrase? Toreif, I grab it away from Lekuchos. The mouth of the creditor, the guy who wants his money back, can be Toreif mi Lekuchos. Again, I sold my garden to Josh Gopin. The bank can come and say, Rabbi Bednarsh owes us money, so we're taking Josh's garden. Because it was mortgaged to us by Rabbi Bednarsh. The bank can be Toreif from Josh, who is the Lekuach. So is it fair that they can take away Josh's? After all, he paid money for it. Is it fair they can take away his garden just because it was, like, just because I borrowed money? So is that, obviously it is fair if that's the halacha. Why is it fair? Because what should he have done? Anyone know what we call that in English? A title search, right. He should have checked out, right? That's what you do nowadays. If you actually grow up, you buy a house. What do? You hire a lawyer who does real estate, and he does a title search. You actually have to pay someone a few $100 to go and search to make sure there's no sheput. Because it's the obligation of a buyer, a smart buyer, always searches to make sure there's no sheput. And if he didn't search, then he was negligent. If you go and you buy property, and you don't do it, you decide, I want to be really cheap. I'm going to buy this house, I'm too cheap, I'm not hiring a lawyer, I'm not doing a title search, I'll just buy the house, stop. Then some bank could come and take it away from you, and it'll be tough luck on you because you were cheap and negligent, and you should have done a title search. And no one will have rachmanis on you. And people might feel bad, but they'll still take your house away. So that's real life. That actually happens. So I'm sure it happens to people. I'm sure there are stupid people out there. So that's the difference. The difference, as I'll say, is that a shtar has a kol with a kuf. People know, people hear about, there's a voice to a shtar. Everyone knows what's written in a shtar, because people read the shtar and they spread the word. What happens bal peh is not well known. Therefore, if I borrow money, if there's a shtar, then it's well known. Then a guy could go check it out, and it's the obligation on the buyer to do a title search. And if he didn't do a title search, he loses his property. If there's a milvah bal peh, if the milvah was just on bal peh, then very few people are going to know about it. It's not going to be famous. People didn't go around talking about things that happened bal peh. They weren't so important. And therefore, there's no way anyone could find out about this loan. So if there's no way anyone could find out about it, then it's not fair to take the garden away from Josh. After all, there's no way he could have found out that Rabbi Bednarsh owed money. Because it was just bal peh. So this is not our Gemara yet. We haven't even started our Gemara. This is just basic halachic facts. Again, there's such thing as a shibud. Mishubadin means property that is mortgaged, that was mortgaged by the old owner. And now the new owner is going to suffer. They're going to be toreifed from him. The lakua is going to have it toreifed away from him. He's going to have it grabbed away from him. There is only a mortgage in a milveh bishtar. There's only a mortgage in a milveh that was written down. Only a written contract creates a mortgage on property. A verbal loan does not create a mortgage on property. And the reason being, at least the Gemara's reason, the Rav has an additional one to say in this, but based on a Ramban, really, it wasn't his idea, but the Pasha of the Gemara says that in a milveh bishtar is well known. So if it's well known, it creates a mortgage, and the buyer should have checked if there was a mortgage. But a milveh bal peh is not well known. If it's not well known, then there's no way anyone would know about it, so it's not fair to punish the buyer if there's no way he could have known that he was buying mortgage property. So mortgages only work if they are well known, because that way the buyer will know to be aware of it and to check for it first. That is the basic background. Now, there's a machlokas tanoim about the following case. What about a milveh that's in between bal peh and bishtar? It's not just a private deal someone made. It's actually based on a written document. However, it wasn't actually written. And that is called a milveh haksuva betorah. What about a loan that's written in the Torah? What loan is written in the Torah? If I owe you money, not because I borrowed money, but because the Torah was mechayev me money. What about money that the Torah was mechayev? Does that create a mortgage? So let's say, what's an example of money the Torah was mechayev me? Let's say I steal from someone and the Bezdin catches me and they say I'm chayev kefel. right? That's money that's written in the Torah that I have to pay that money. So does that create a mortgage on my property that now anyone who buys the property has to give it up to the victim who wants his kefel? Or does that not create a mortgage on property? So on the one hand, it's Baal Peh. It's not written down in a shtar. But on the other hand, it is well known and famous because everyone knows that I'll pay the dinim of the Torah. I'm chayev to pay this. It's not like a secret thing. So that's a machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara says that's the basis of machlokes here. Let's go to the Gemara. Reb Yehuda savar milva dichsiv batorah kiksuva vishtar damya. Reb Yehuda holds any milva that's written in the Torah, any obligation in the Torah, is the same status as if it was written in a shtar. And it creates a shibud. Therefore, Bahani Chamish Parklev Rev, Azal Kohen, Vitarfle Lachamish Vishubadim Lidi Day. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohen can get all 10. How so? Remember, I have my own garden of 5 selah, and Josh bought a garden for me of 5 selah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, very clever. He says that that first I pay, well, you have to get the chronology here. Let's see, chronology according to Rashi. I owe my own pigeon a ben. And then I sold one field to Josh. When I sold that field to Josh, what mortgage did it have on it? The mortgage for who? For whose pigeon? For my pigeon. Then I have a baby. So the field that I sold to Josh is mortgage for my pigeon, and then I have a baby. So if then I have a baby, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? I should give the Kohen my garden for the baby's pigeon. And the Kohen should come take Josh's garden for my pidyon. Because since pidyon aben is a milva that's written in the Torah, it's considered like written in a shtar and it creates a mortgage. So Josh's field is only mortgage for my pidyon. Because when he bought it, I didn't have a baby yet. Right? So at the time he bought it, it was only mortgage for my pidyon. Because you can mortgage, but only the mortgage that exists at the time you bought it. So Josh has a field that's mortgage for my pidyon. I could pay either pidyon. So I pay my son's pidyon, and the Kohen goes and takes Josh's field for my pidyon. That way everyone gets nifta, everyone gets padoi, everyone gets redeemed. But Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the only way for everyone to get redeemed? If I first pay for my son. One second, let's do the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, for Abanan Savri, mil dichsiv arayis alav kiksuv v'shtar damya, v'hilkach mitzvah guv'yadiv. The Chachamim say, no, a milva that's written in the Torah is not as if it's written in the shtar. Any milva written in the Torah does not have the status of shtar, and it doesn't create a shibud. There's no mortgage just because something in the Torah. So just because pidyon aben is in the Torah does not create a mortgage. So there's no mortgage for pidyon aben. So the garden that Josh bought is not mortgaged at all. So there's no way anyone could confiscate Josh's garden. They can only get my garden. So if they can only get my garden, I have to choose. We can't both be poder. I can either be poder myself or my son. If I have to choose, who am I poder? Myself, because of the principle, mitzvah, the gufei adif, the mitzvah of myself, the bechor on himself is a bigger chiyav than the bechor on his son. So than the father on his son, on his ben bechor. So that's the Gemara. So far, just the Gemara. Michael.
So, but according to the Shittas of Yehuda, you said before that the Gemara explained how can it be fair to take away something, so it's ideally had to do a title search. So even, I understand you say, look, there's something that's written in the Torah, so you know about that, but how does that relate back to the person who you're buying the property? You can know about all the theoretical possibilities of something that's old, but how do you know practically when you buy from Josh if he owes, if he's told it?
What do you mean? When Josh bought my garden, he should have known that I was a Bechor and I owed 5 selah for pidyon aben.
Is there like public knowledge?
Sure, people don't know who's a Bechor. It's like a secret who's the oldest kid.
I'm saying, like, with the cable, all these cases where you owed something, or if you realize you didn't really give a Kohen, that was, it's not like, it's very difficult to say, because it's not like records in the basin, which have the oldest person is a
okay. But you're right, it's a chiddush, but nonetheless, from Yudas says, Josh should have checked out if any chiyuvim d'oraisa applied to me after all. There aren't that many chiyuvim mamonis in the Torah. He should have checked out if any of them applied. He should have asked around. If he would have asked around, he would have found out that I was a bechor who was not padui.
Rabbi Yehuda holds in a case where you, like we gave before, where you said that I found out later in my life that I was poda, but the guy I gave it to wasn't really kohen. Would you still be mechayiv him in such a case?
Okay, that is an interesting question. And I think the answer has to be, because once we make a general rule that milvak suva of Torah is kiksuva b'shtar damya.
Look,
then we just make a low plug a general rule. I think that's what you have to say. Now, let's look at Rashi. Let me just ask around. Who has the Gemara down? Raise your hand if you follow the basic plot of the Gemara. Okay, those who don't, you can come over to me afterwards, we'll go over it again, or maybe you'll cop it as we continue. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kol Hecha de Lesling Nichsi Ella Heslaim. If anyone can find any place to steal a really big blackboard, then we could get it down even better. But if you notice one someplace. Kol Hecha de Lesling Nichsi Ella, and I don't mean steal literally. Ella Heslaim. Anyone, anywhere that he has no property, top Rashi, on Chavtesim Beis, he has no property except for just five sela, then everyone agrees he should be poda himself because mitzvah degufei adif. Kichsuv b'shtar damya, Rashi says, upidyon atzmo hayimachuyev kodem sheshibed karka osa. So what's the case? I was chayv my own pidyon. At what moment do I become chayv my own pidyon halachically? The day of my bar mitzvah. Right, because I can't be chayv anything until I'm bar mitzvah. So I was chayv my own pidyon before I mortgaged my property. Meaning, I was chayv my own pidyon before I sold the garden to Josh. So therefore, the mortgage for my own pidyon applies to the garden that Josh is now gardening. V'yitrof es halakuchos, and therefore the Kohen can go grab away from the buyer, from Josh Gopin, the buyer, because it had a mortgage on it before he bought it. He bought a mortgage property. Hilchach, therefore, b'chamesh b'nei chari de'ika, with the five sela of free property, of my own regular property that there is, parak levrei. So first, I redeem my son with the five sela that I do have. And then, the Kohen takes away Josh's field for the pidyon of myself. De'ein ze onah, so what's Rashi worried about? Is this nice to Josh? I chose to redeem my son. Was that a nice thing to do to Josh? What do you think? I mean, if I was Josh, I would certainly think that. If I had chosen to redeem myself, could anyone have taken away Josh's field? No, because then the only debt left is the redemption of my son, and that happened well after Josh bought the field. So that's not his problem. But I chose to redeem my son first, and therefore that caused Josh to lose the field. So isn't that ripping him off? Isn't that being unethical? So Rashi says, the Ainza Onda, that's not ripping off. I'm not considered to be ripping off Josh. It's not unethical. Why? Shari mitzvahs b'no alav, yosu mitzvah. So I chose to be poda my son instead of myself, and therefore caused Josh to lose his garden. Is that mean? Is that unethical? No, it's not unethical. Because I had every right to choose to redeem my son. Why? Because the obligation to redeem my son is bigger than the chiyuv to redeem myself. And then, that's basically what Rashi has to say. What's wrong with this picture? So, now we read the Gemara, we read Rashi. What doesn't make sense? Noah. What? We just learned in the Gemara that who held, which Tanaim held mitzvah to Gufei Adif? Kulei Alma, all of them, right? Everyone agrees, right? The Kulei Alma. Hakol Modim, sorry. Hakol Modim, Kol Heichad Lekha Lacham Yishlam, who called him of no. My Tanaim mitzvah to Gufei Adif. Everyone agrees that me being poda me is more important than me being poda my son. What's my son's name? Tani. Right. So, everyone agrees. You guys know Tani? You should talk and learn with me. Okay. So, everyone agrees that me, but stick to Zeroyim. Everyone agrees that me being poda me is more important than me being poda my son. What did Rashi just say? That the mitzvah of me being poda to my son is more important. Me being poda to myself. Seems to be a little difficult. Rashi's contradicting the Gemara 2 lines ago. Well, not necessarily, but either way, clearly what mitzvah dukuvei means is that me being poda to me beats me being poda to my son. Okay, true, but Rashi's still in trouble, no? No, you're asking the exact right question. So, Rashi is a flat-out steward of the Gemara. So, just to review for a second, the Gemara says, if there's only five Sela and nothing fancy, there's no Joshes, then I'm po than me and not my son, because me on me is a bigger chiyuv than me on my son. Rashi says in this complicated case, where according to Rabbi Yehuda, I have my own five-sella garden, and Josh has a five-sella garden, it's fair for me to choose to be po to my son first, and therefore cause Josh to lose, because the chiyuv being po to my son is more important than being po to myself. Flat out steward of the Gemara. So I think that in order to understand this Rashi, first we have to understand the Gemara properly. And let's ask what this mitzvah degufe adif really means. Right? What does it mean, mitzvah degufe adif? So, there seems to be machlokas about this, perhaps, in the following case. Let's take the opposite case of the case of the Gemara. The Gemara's case was, I have to be pulled to myself, and I have to be pulled to my son. Which is better? I'm pulled to myself. How about the opposite case? I have to be pulled to myself, and what do the Rashi and Tzitz Eliezer deal with? And has to be pulled to me. Meaning, all of a sudden, I realize, right, what happens. This can happen all the time. Let's say, right, let's say I grew up, I wasn't from, my parents weren't from, we never heard of any of these mitzvahs. All of a sudden, we may become, yeah, I'd say, someone teaches us about Judaism, we decided to become from, and we learned that the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. And I'm already past bar mitzvah. Say, Pidyon HaBen, okay, great. I'm a Baal Tshuva. I love mitzvahs. I'm excited about each mitzvah. So I want to do the mitzvah being po to myself. My father says, what are you talking about? I want to do the mitzvah being po to you. Now, only one of us could be po to. Can't be po to someone twice. Pidyon HaBen only works once. So do I get, obviously, if I refuse to do the mitzvah, maybe my father could do it. If my father refused to do the mitzvah, I could do it. What if we both want to do the mitzvah? Who wins? If we both want to do the mitzvah, who wins? So, what would you say based on our Gemara? If we both want to do the mitzvah, who wins? Right? The son. Why? Because mitzvah. Degufe adif. The principle is a person's obligation to be the bechor's obligation to be po to himself beats the father's obligation to be po to the bechor, to be po to his son. So, just like I can po to myself before I'm po to my son. Likewise, I get to be pulled to myself before my father's pulled to me, because mitzvah degufe adif. Seems to be a fairly straightforward principle. Who agrees with this logic? What? That Tzitz Eliezer, again, but realize that Waldenberg, I think he's the Av Bezdin with the Bezdin Agudal, the Rebbe Nachum Moshe in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, no? The one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. He writes in his Shut Tzitz Eliezer right here, he says, just like if I have to be pulled to me or my son, me on me comes first. Likewise, if I want to be pulled to myself, my father wants to be pulled to myself, me being pulled to myself comes first, because the principle is that fundamentally, who's chayiv in the mitzvah pidyon HaBen? The Bechor himself is chayiv. Therefore, the Bechor himself beats beats his obligation on his son, and the Bechor himself beats his father's obligation on him, because the Bechor himself is the real mischayiv in pidyon HaBen. However, what's funny is that the Rashba seems to say otherwise. Now, it's funny. I don't know. There's not supposed to be a machlokes between the Rashba and Tzitz Eliezer. The Rashba was one of the, you know, Gedolei Rishonim and the Tzitz Eliezer, someone lives nowadays. But nonetheless, there is. The Rashba discusses this exact case, right? The Mamish, this exact, Tzitz Eliezer is just discussing theoretically. In the course of his discussion, really, of something else, he's discussing Ris Mila, he decides to bring a raya from this theoretical scenario he invents by Pidyon HaBen. But the Rashba actually had this scenario, right? In, where was it? Tolitula. Toledo, maybe? Maybe it happened in Toledo. Okay, Toledo is not really in Ohio. It was originally in Spain. So, that's where they named it after. So, this is exactly what happened. Ruvain, Bechor Aviv, Yaakov, Velopto Aviv, Vehigdil, the Rashba says, Vadain Yaakov Kayim, Ubachar, Ruvain, Liftos, Zatma, Velominichu Aviv, Yamashu, who Yiftan, who Shido Mitzvah, Avala Bain. In the end, what did they decide to do? That they both were poed there without a bracha. That was the compromise. They were poed them twice. The father was poed there, and the son was poed there without a bracha. It was sort of funny compromise. That's what they did. Okay, maybe they weren't. I mean, they should have just paskened. Okay, they weren't such big talmid chacham, so that's what they did. What does the Rashi himself say? Tshuva. Fourth line of the Rashba, nearly advarim pshutim, it's avi shlo pokas chos av the olam. The av's mitzvah never disappears. V'im ba liftos poden, the av can always be poden. V'im higdal aben, even if the son is older, the av still is poden to the son. Shemitzvah saben ala av, because fundamentally the mitzvah is on the father of the bechor. And as soon as the son is 30 days old, the father is obligated to redeem him. If the father didn't want to, or the father died, then the son has property. Then the ben has to be poda himself. So what does the Rashba make? The Rashba says that really, b'diavad, if the father doesn't want to, then the ben's poda himself. But lechatchila, the av is poda the ben. And therefore, therefore the av comes first. Says, think about it. When did the av lose his mitzvah of being poda ben? Right? Did the shiva, the mortgage, ever leave his property and go into the son's property? No, the av's always tied. So we have a very fundamental machlokes between the Rashba and the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says that I am poda myself and my father loses the mitzvah. The Rashba says, no, my father's poda me and I lose the mitzvah. Because I'm only b'dieved after my father. What seems to be the machlokes? Seems to be the machlokes, the lumdish machlokes in the Tzitz Eliezer and the Rashba. The Tzitz Eliezer says, mitzvah degufei adik. The real mitzvah is a bechor should be poda himself. The father's just taking care of his son. But it's really a mitzvah for every bechor to be poda himself. Therefore, if I have to choose between me and my son, I'm poda me. And if we have to choose whether I get to be poda myself or my father gets to be poda myself, I'm poda myself. Pashat mitzvah degufei adif. We always say the main mitzvah is for the bechor to be poda himself, the mitzvah degufei, because it's the real mitzvah for the bechor to be poda himself. That's the Tzitz Eliezer. However, the Rashba says a little differently. The Rashba says no. The real mitzvah is the avi habechor should be poda the bechor. Only b'dieved the bechor is poda himself. B'dieved, if the avi habechor dies, lo aleinu, or the avi habechor refuses to be poda his son, then the son is poda himself. But the real mitzvah is on the avi habechor. Therefore, if the avi habechor wants to do the mitzvah and the bechor wants to do the mitzvah, the avi habechor wins, because it's really a mitzvah on the avi habechor. Now, what's the only problem for the Rashba? What about the Gemara that says mitzvah degufei adik? The Gemara says no, the chiyuv of the bechor himself is better than the chiyuv of the avi habechor and the bechor. So what does the Rashba do with this Gemara of mitzvah degufei adik? So, obviously, right, the same problem we have with Rashi. So what's the Rashi going to do with our Gemara? Obviously, there's two ways to explain mitzvah degufei adif. But before we go back to this, let's just point out that this machlokes, you don't just have to deduce there's such a machlokes from the Gemara and from the Tzitz Eliezer and the Rashba. This is a mafurish machlokes between who and who, as the mitzvah is really on the ben, on the bechor to be poda himself, and the av helps him. Or the mitzvah is really on the avi bechor, but b'dieved, if he doesn't do it, it goes on the bechor. This is a machlokas between who and who? Between the Rambam and the person whose name we don't know, because all he did was write the Shaila to the Rivash. Right? His actual name is Rav Shem Tov Halevi. This is the machlokas between the Rav Shem Tov Halevi and the Rivash and the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? We already learned in the Rambam. How can you tell who the real mitzvah is on? What clue does the Rambam give us to tell who the real mitzvah is on? Whoever the real mitzvah is on says. And whoever's not the real mitzvah is not on says. Okay, so let's review. If the father gives his kid a bris, what does he say? Lomo, because it's really a mitzvah on him. If the father gives his kid a pidyon ben, what does he say? Al pidyon ben. What if the bechor is poda himself? What does he say? Liftos habechor. Liftos. Yeah, liftos. Liftos. Liftos habechor. The Rambam could not be clearer if he tried. The Rambam says very clearly, if I am poda my son ben bechor, I say al pidyon ben. So the chiv is not really on me; it's really on him. If he gets bar mitzvah and is poda himself, then he says liftos habechor. Because the chiyuv is really on him. So the Rambam is flat out 100% clear. If the real chiyuv is the bechor on himself, he says liftos habechor if he grows up and is poda himself. The father's just helping him out. Father's just helping someone else. He's helping his kid. So he says, Al pidyon ben, because the real chiyuv is not on him. It's not la'atzmo. The real chiyuv is on the bechor, not on the avi ha-bechor. That's the sheet of the Rambam. And the Rivash, all the Rivash says is, basically, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Right? The Rivash just tells us, look, read the Rambam. That's actually the sheet of the Rambam. It's Mefurash Rambam. Nothing you can do about it, one way or the other. So
the Rivash brings a riot of the Rambam. The Rivash says, what's the riot of the Rambam from Shas? That the mitzvah is really the Bechor and himself?
What Gemara does the Rivash quote? What? Psachim, but even, no, Psachim is just for the idea of the Alam Lev. Argamar, what does Argamar say? Mitzvah de Gufei Adif. The Rivash quotes, the who called him live no, the Alma Iker ha mitzvah ba'atmo, elishabakat nuso efshar. You got to see this line. If you look in the tshuva part, in the middle of the seventh line, it says, period, v'gam, shim hayelo liftos atzmo uvno, if the guy had a choice to be put himself or his son, kaimelom, we hold in kedushin daf chav tesam at beiz, to who kodin livno, being put to yourself is more important than being put to your son. The alma ikar mitzvah atzmo, we see the ikar mitzvah is for the bechor to be put to himself. So why do we give it to the father? Elo dibikat nuso, EF Shar, okay. The Iker mitzvah is the Bechor to be put himself, but on the Bechor is a katan, he can't, so he can tell the father to do it for him. But the Rivash is crystal clear based on the Rambam, right? The Rivash, Rambam, crystal clear, mitzvah degufe adiv teaches us the Iker achiyav is on the Bechor himself, Ella dibikat nuso EF Shar. Every Bechor is tied to be pulled himself when he literally can't, so his daddy helps him. But the real chiyav is on the Bechor himself. Therefore, a Bechor who's pulled himself says liftos. But a father who's pulled his son is just helping him out says al pidyon ben. Now, let's just chazer. Does the Rambam and the Rivash fit with the Tzitz Eliezer or the Rashba? The Rambam and the Rivash fit with the Tzitz Eliezer. That's the Pashtos. The Rambam and the Rivash go with the Tzitz Eliezer. They say the Iker mitzvah is the Chor to be pulled himself. Ela debekat nu, so he efshar, so we let the father help him. Therefore, the Bechor says lech. Therefore, one, the Bechor says lech. And the father says al. Therefore, two, according to Tzitz Eliezer, I get this chos to be pulled to myself. My father doesn't get this chos to be pulled to me. Because really, the mitzvah is for me to be pulled to myself. He's just a helper. And therefore, three, shot in the Gemara. Mitzvah de gufe adif. If I have to choose to be pulled to myself or my son, I'm pulled to myself, because really the mitzvah on every Bechor to be pulled to myself. And of course, I should do my own mitzvah of being pulled to myself before I help my son do the mitzvah of really his own mitzvah being pulled to himself. You should always do your own mitzvah before you help someone else. Mitzvah de gufe adif, right? If like I have tefillin and I'm going to one city and I could lend it to you and you're going to another city, we can't share, I should wear my tefillin. Not help you wear tefillin. Mitzvah de gufe adif. It's always better to do your own mitzvah than to help someone else do their mitzvah. That's the pshat derech of the. That's the pshat derech of our sugya. And that's why Tosos actually says that Tosos and our sugya argues on Rashi. And Tosos says, look at the first skinny line in Tosos. The kashya de ad rabbi yesho no lukuchos. Well, I have to look at this whole Tosos v'ion. The mitzvah gufa adif. V'yomer upteyaz atzucha betchila. Says, what do you mean? If I choose to be pulled to my son, that is ripping off Josh. Because mitzvah to goofy adam, I should be pulled to myself first. A person should always be pulled to himself first, because the ikrchi of his bechor to be pulled to himself. And Josh should say, what are you talking about? Go pull to yourself first, do your ikrchi of. Which works out well. Tosfos and Amin Aleph said you'd have a havmin to the father's putter for being pulled to the girl, but she's kind to be pulled to herself. Because the ikrchi of the bechor or bechorah and the havmin to be pulled to herself. That's the simple derech. On the other hand, we have this whole list of people who seem to have the opposite perspective. Start with the Shoel in the Shut Rivash. The Shoel, his name happens to be Rav Shem Tov Halevi. How do I know his name is Rav Shem Tov Halevi? Because it starts with the word, what does it start with? What's the first word? Od Sha'alta. So if you look in the Od Sha'alta, means the same guy who asked the question in Siman Kof Lamed. If you look in Siman Kof Lamed, it said it was Rav Shem Tov Halevi. I don't know who Rav Shem Tov Halevi is. I don't know if anyone knows. But he's a Rishon. Okay. So Rav Shem Tov Halevi asked this question. And You ask me, what's the real matbea, meaning the nusach for the bracha, for a b'chor's pod himself, gamla av podes b'nom b'chor, for a father's podes son, ki matzasal rambam zal, hapodes b'nom v'rach al pidyon ben. The rambam says, a father's podes son says al, v'apodes atzmo v'rach liftos is a b'chor. A b'chor pod himself says le, gamla sidurim matzasam, podes atzmo liftos b'chor yisrael. But the sidurim, it didn't have es ha-b'chor, it had b'chor yisrael. V'tamatal rambam zal, rav shem tov alevi. Right? He was a Talmud Chacham, wasn't just someone's grandmother wrote him in a shayla. Shem Tov Alevi was a Talmud Chacham, it's a kasha the Rambam. He said, Lomam Varech Ba'al. Why did the father say Al? Cave in the mitzvah's pidyon haben, Ikra. Again, the third line of the shayla of the Rivash. Lomam Varech Ba'al, cave in the mitzvah's haben, Ikra la Avramya. The Ikra mitzvah is not for the Bechor to be pulled himself, according to Shem Tov Alevi. Ikra is on the Av to be pulled to the Bechor. From a diuk we learn that he should be poda himself. It's actually interesting. I would have said it's from the extra word pado tifte. He seems to say it's from the diuk of tifte tipode that we learn he has to be poda himself. So, what is Rav Shem Tov Alevi saying? He's saying the ikar mitzvah is ala Abraham, you're the father of a b'chor, has to be poda the b'chor. It's only a diuk, an additional slav bet b'di'eved, that the b'chor has to be pulled himself. So this, Rav Shem Tov thinks, adrava, the father should say liftos is aben, and the son should say maybe al, or maybe also lift. But he thinks the ikar, the chiyuv, is on the father. Right, so we have a machlokas. Rav Shem Tov, a lady says, ikar ala avramya, post the Rivashu says, what is the Rivashu's lashon? Ikar mitzvah b'yatmo, elevakadnuso yesha. Different perspective. Rebush says, Ikra mitzvah b'yatmo, but because nu so b'yefshar, so the Av helps him. The Rav Shem Tov Alevi says, Ikra l'ha'avramya, but we have a diuk that the son also does it. So, the Ikra l'ha'avramya. Rav Shem Tov Alevi seems to agree. I don't know, maybe who did he learn this from? Maybe he heard it from someone who was a Talmud somehow of the Rashba. Rav Shem Tov Alevi works well with the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, the Ikra chiyuv is, the Rashba says, the Iker Chiyuv is the Avi HaBechor to be pulled to the Bechor. The Avi HaBechor gets the Zchus of Pidyon. The Bechor being pulled himself is only the Dieved. That matches Rav Shem Tov Alevi, who says, the Iker Mitzvah on the Avi, he should say Liftos. And that matches Rashi and our Sugya. What does Rashi say? Mitzvah's B'no Olav Yoser Mitzvah So. The Mitzvah of the Avi HaBechor being pulled to the Bechor is bigger, more important than the Mitzvah of the Bechor being pulled as Atzmo. So we have a straight machlokas here between the Rambam, Rivash, Tzitz Eliezer, Tosfos, who says mitzvah degufe yodif, the ikar mitzvah be'atzmo, the b'chor to be pulled himself, ele b'katnuso yefshar, versus Rav Shem Tov Alevi, and the Rashba and Rashi, who says the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah, is the av to be pulled in the b'chor. And only b'di'eved through a diuk, we learn also a secondary din the b'chor should be pulled himself. That's the only problem we're still left with. The first side, it's in the beautiful one, this beautiful hakira, a lot of nafkaminas, except that the first side of this hakira has a mefurish gemara supporting them. And the second side of this machlokas has a mefurish gemara against them, which is exactly what the Rivash said. He says, don't you know, it's a gemara in Kiddush Nafkal Testament base. So what are they going to do with that Gemara of Mitzvah Degufei Adif? So obviously, there has to be another way of interpreting Mitzvah Degufei Adif. Mitzvah Degufei Adif doesn't mean your own mitzvah is more important. That would mean that the Bechor being Poda himself is his own mitzvah. Rather, what does Mitzvah Degufei Adif mean? What? What do you personally do? If I'm Poda myself or my son, I'm doing it personally. A mitzvah, not a mitzvah of yourself, but a mitzvah you do on yourself is more important. Maybe mitzvah to give others is a separate cloud. It doesn't mean your own mitzvah is better than someone else's mitzvah. No way. Because what would Rashi say? And what would the Rav Shem Tov Alevi say? And what would the Rashba say? They would say the mitzvah of me being poda my ben habachor is my own mitzvah. And the mitzvah of me being... So what does mitzvah to give others mean? It means not that my own mitzvah. Let's review again. According to, I see we have to actually stop. But we'll have to come back to this. We'll summarize it tomorrow. But let's just get the yesod. We'll tie it into our Ramah tomorrow. Look tomorrow. Okay. The
The Rashi and Rav Shem Tov HaLevi and the Rashba would say, if I have myself to be poda when I'm old, that's my own mitzvah. Used to be my father's, but now b'di'evit it's mine. If I have my son to be poda, that's also my own mitzvah, because ikra ala avram ya. So if they're both my own mitzvah, what is mitzvah degufi adif? So it doesn't mean your own mitzvah is better. Rather, it means the mitzvah that's on your body is better. Look, it's a machlok is what the gears of this Gemara is. In Bechoros, daf mem tes, the gears is mitzvah didei, your own mitzvah. But in our sugi, the gears says mitzvah degufei. Maybe mitzvah degufei doesn't mean your own mitzvah. Mitzvah degufei means a mitzvah that has to do with your body. If I impose it myself, does that have to do with my body? Yes, I make my body. What chalos do I put on my body? A chalos? Chalos pidyo. My body had this chi of kedushas b'chor. I am poded. I am fixing my own body by being poded myself. If I am poded my son, even though it's my own mitzvah, am I fixing my own body? No. It's my own mitzvah, but I'm not fixing my own body. Therefore, maybe we have to understand mitzvah to go the other differently. They're both mitzvahs of myself. The mitzvah to be my son is my own mitzvah. But it's not on my body. And take gufei literally, the mitzvah on your body is better than a mitzvah that is not on your body. Therefore, pidyon aben, my pidyon is a mitzvah on my body, while being poda my son is my mitzvah, but it's not on my body. And now we get a new rule. Even if there are two mitzvahs that are both on you, the one that's on your body is more important than the one that's not in your body. And that's why the Ramah says, in Simon Reish Pehei of Yordaya, someone can only afford to buy either tefillin or mezuzah. The Ramah comes up with a new psak that's not found anywhere in the Rishonim. If you can only buy mezuzah or tefillin, which should you buy? The Ramah says you should buy tefillin, because mitzvah degufei adif. Mitzvah that's chovas haguf is adif. What does the Ramah mean? If you can afford either mezuzah or tefillin, buy mezuzah. Why? Buy tefillin. Tefillin is my mitzvah, mezuzah is my mitzvah. But what's better about tefillin? Tefillin is on my body. Mezuzah is my mitzvah, but it's not on my body. Maybe the Ramah understood the way of Rashi and Rav Shem Tov HaLevi and the Rashba. Again, I'm putting this all together. Farshim don't say this on the Ramah. And Echanami, if I have a choose to give myself a bris, or my son a bris, then regardless of who the chiv is on, I should give myself a bris, because my body's more important. And Echanami, true, if I can only afford one moel, then I should give myself a bris, and not my son. So that might be shat machlok is a mitzvah to gufei adif. Maybe we'll summarize this tomorrow before we go on. How does it work with Rashi? I still have to explain the Rashi. Okay. I still have to explain exactly how it works with Rashi. You're right, absolutely. So tomorrow, we'll summarize this and we'll continue. I'll put it on a Makoros sheet, but we should at the very least start going on to Tosfos de Ramaskal Ve'ozel, which is a very complicated Tosfos, and try and work that out.
Do we know why the Rambam makes a chiluk between Mila and...
It's clear the Rambam makes a chiluk. He says, Lomol and Al Pidyon. It's clear he thinks Mila is the ikr the chiyum on the father. And Pidyon Aben, the ikr the chiyuv on the Bechor. But why does he think that? How does he know that?
So I have one svara on that. I'm not sure if he's anywhere near the end.
Because you don't see anywhere in the Chumash where it seems to say that, do you?
Why is Mila different than Bechor?
The only thing I could think of... how does the Rambam know that? Okay, what's your svara?
So I thought if you look at the time of mitzvah, when it comes to Mila, what's the whole purpose is to bring a person into the bris, into the covenant. So it's the idea of Mesorah that goes from